Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining me here on the Osmo YouTube channel. Of course, this is our main channel here, but it's part of our ongoing effort to maximize your experience here with us here at Osmo.com. Well, we have created a few new channels, YouTube channels specifically dedicated to your needs, of course, including our new fantasy football channel and our new Osmo Odds YouTube channel for all your sports betting needs. This, of course, here is the PGA DFS Top 5 Sleepers for the Wyndham Championship. As you guys know, each and every video, I go over the previous week's picks. Because, listen, we got to keep tabs on how I'm doing. Luckily for me here this week, well, I get to gloat a little bit as Abraham Answer. He was my top sleeper on the board. I expected around 11% owned. And I said, well, in a 66-man no-cut event, that's a little bit too little for him. And I ended up being right about that. The other picks, well, Jim Herman, he was littered across the top of the leaderboard the first 2 days, but a bad weekend sent him to 46th. Still at a minimum price, and the amount of points he put up, he wasn't a bad value. Certainly would have hurt you in more limited entry contests. Lucas Herbert, well, he had a decent Sunday, game in 36th. Phil Mickelson, he had a good week, really good week at that 6,600 level, came in 17th. Tommy Fleetwood still could not get it done last week. He came in 46. And then, of course, Abraham Answer, my last one. So after picking the winner there last week, a solid A-, I would say, as my overall grade. Certainly those five guys coupled in with, say, a Jordan Spieth at that price would have certainly got you across the cash line. I know the fade was Harris English last week that I recommended or that I also did. That hurt the top end of the board or top end of the lineup for sure, but still a good, solid cashing week. Now, I'm taking a little bit more gambles this week, and I'm going to start off with another minimum price golfer like I did at Jim Herman last week. I'm going to go to Michael Gellerman. He's the flat minimum at 6,000 this week, projected at something like 0.1% owned. And he missed the cut at Barracuda and also missed the cut here last year. But when we go take a look at his strokes gained power ranks, he's 32nd this year on his approaches, and that's really good. And it's been shown recently when we've been able to monitor it. Of course, they didn't have last week with Barracuda. But Gellerman, he sits at number 201 on the FedEx Cup. Now, why that matters, if he just gets himself to the weekend here, he's likely to get inside the top 200. So qualifying for the Korn Ferry Tour Finals, that can be very big on getting his PGA Tour card back and certainly looking to put to good use his good iron play. That was a lot of goods there. I apologize. But let's go ahead and check his other strokes gain rank. 113th off the tee. Concludes his ball striking, 192 around the green, 197 putting. That's certainly his downfall. He'll need to play good at least two rounds to get himself at least a chance at getting his PGA Tour card back. All right, next guy I want to talk about is actually in a similar boat, but better, Akshay Bhatia. Right now, he holds 100 non-member FedEx Cup points. What that's going to give him the ability is get him into the Korn Ferry Tour Finals, but that could all change this week if he could go out and win. Well, I'm not expecting that. At 6,500 with very little ownership, this is as close as Akshay is going to get to a home event here. Certainly, he'll have some fans and some friends attending. Sometimes that puts an added pressure, but sometimes that also gives a sense of comfort. He missed the cut on the number last week of the Barracuda, but still, it showed me that his game is close. And this week, I like the fact that it's relatively easy off the tee, and he can put together his big time putting game, which he says should be some of the best in the world eventually. No stats on him to go over. Of course, he doesn't have the minimum number of starts, but we should see it next year if he ends up getting on the PGA Tour. All right, my third sleeper I want to talk about is JT Poston. A former champion here has finally started to come into form with a second and a 26th in his last two starts. They haven't been in the last 2 weeks, however, which you're seeing on your screen there. We look at his strokes gain ranks. Well, we know we want a good putter this week. JT Poston, he's been one of the best on the PGA Tour this year in that category, ranked second, only behind Louis Oosthuizen and also in the field. But the other ones, well, they're below average. Still, if you're on the top 10 in PGA Tour and putting, you're probably doing fine. And for JT Poston, he'll easily be in the playoffs next week, ranked somewhere in the 70s. So don't have to worry about that. But at 7,800 and under 10% owned, coming in at 8%, I think we're getting a good value here with JT Poston, of course, had that win here a couple of years ago and the missed cut last year. Next one I want to talk about, most people may think is not a great course fit for him, would be Matthew Wolf. Typically, we like courses that he can pull out drivers, say, you know, 13 or 14 times. But with his inability to find fairways with that club, it's really been his short game and his irons that have given him the starts and finishes that he's needed to get to the point where he is. And listen, last week, he put up 64 in the opening round at TPC Southwind, which I would say is a pretty good comparable course with even more hazards around the course. So Sedgefield, he's made the cut here the last 2 years that he's come. So for Wolf, 9,300 and 6% owned, I think it's a good buy. Take a look at his strokes gain ranks, 181 off the tee. Literally, when I said he can't find a fairway, he can't even find a rough. He's so far off the planet sometimes, like 181. 29 on the approach, though, 195 around the green and 62 putting. But last week, around the green game looked much better. So I think it's a great time to buy into Matthew Wolf. All right, my fifth and final sleeper of the week, we're going to head over to Will Zalatoris, who I've dubbed a couple of times before as Webb Jr. Comes to the event where Webb Simpson has certainly had some of his best finishes of his career. I think Will Zalatoris is going to get started here at his career at Sedgefield in a very similar fashion. His putter was very good last week, gaining almost four strokes. That's exactly what we want to have coming into this week, where you know you're going to have to make putts. One of the best iron players on tour, ranked sixth this year. And again, he's coming off a top 10 in his first start since withdrawing at the Open with the injury. I think those concerns are behind him and comes to a course where didn't go to college too far away at Wake Forest, so should be familiar with the area. Will Zalatoris coming in at 10,300 and under 10% owned this week. All right, let's go 5-1 really quickly again. Michael Gallerman, the flat minimum at 6,000, I should say. Ace Bati at 6,500. JT Poston, 7,800. Matthew Wolf, 9,300. And Will Zalatoris, that's my top five sleepers for the Wyndham Championship. Of course, I'll be back with my fades, or if you didn't catch my values video, I'll be back with that soon as well. And next week, all the best in the world compete. The top 125 in the FedEx Cup standings will be playing at the Northern Trust. So, till then, everybody, good luck, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.